It's the American Library Association's Teen Tech Week, and Friday is Digital Learning Day. Chances for libraries to showcase the non-print resources and services available to teens and the public. For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we're joined by Clono Library Director Ann Skaden to discuss the digital resources they have to offer, many of which are available to members of the Washington and Wellman Schofield Library. It's Teen Tech Week. No better opportunity to learn about what you guys have to offer. Right now I have kelowna.lib.ia.us pulled up. What am I looking at?
This is the library homepage. At the very top, we try and highlight what is currently going on. And at the moment, we're accepting donations for our book sale, which is going to be March 21st. And over on the right side is our calendar of upcoming events, and you can see that the calendar sort of highlights a few of the dates that we have programs going on. The center part, just various information about the library. You can click on any of those links. The bottom is the area that we get the most questions, and those are, if you put your mouse over them, those are all buttons that take you to great information. The button, for example, that says download audiobooks and ebooks, that will take you to a consortium website that we belong to called Wilbur. It's Downloads for Iowans. And the consortium is libraries all across southern and western part of Iowa. And what it means is there are ebooks and audiobooks available for you to download to your computer or device at no charge. The only thing you would need is a valid Kelowna, Wellman, or Washington library card. You'll need access to the internet, and then you will need a computer and or a compatible device. They are available to you for 2 weeks, and there's no late fees. Don't have to worry about that. It just becomes unavailable. And if something that you are interested in happens to be checked out, you can easily put your name on hold, and then they will send you an email telling you when the title that you want is available. The other one that's actually very exciting is called Zinio. And what that means is Washington, Wellman, and Kelowna, about 2 years ago, we combined some of our funding, and we were able to offer access to about 20 magazines for people in Washington County to download to their computer or mobile device. About a month ago, we combined with a few other libraries, so now that initial 20 titles has expanded to about 120 titles. The titles, when I first looked at the amount that we had, I was flabbergasted. It's an amazing assortment of titles.
Any big magazine you can think of, I'm going through them right now, and it looks like most of them are there.
Yes, and the thing about Zinio, again, you're going to need a library card. You are going to be asked to create an account if you want to check out any of those magazines. You'll have to create an account with recorded books. There's no charge. You don't have to remember anything like that, just your library card. Once you have the account, then you will also be asked to create an account in Zinio. We have no control over any of this. This is just the way it works. We do suggest in making these two accounts that you use the same email address and password for both accounts just for simplicity. It's a lot easier to remember. But once you have that, every time a new magazine comes up, you can put it on your device and you can keep it. There is no time limit for how long you can keep that magazine. You don't have to put it on hold. You can get that magazine immediately. You can put it on your device. If you happen to have an Android or an iPad device, you can get a Zinio app. I have that on a little iPad at home, and you just click on the Zinio, and your magazines that you chose are right there, and you can just start reading them at any time.
Well, very cool, and that's right on kelowna.lib.ia.us. All you have to do is scroll down to the bottom.
That's right. That is about the easiest way to do it.
That was the first half of my conversation with Kelowna Library Director Ann Skaden for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.